So let's see. Is that case number two is present?
Number two?
Yes.
Okay, so case number two, that's case number 23-021. I believe that's you.
Yep.
Come on up. Board of
I second.
Let's have a seat over here, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what to ask. I had used the bathroom.
Oh, sure, go right ahead. That's outside here.
Right down the...
Yep.
I go off to you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm gonna get more coffee.
And now for a brief commercial break.
Is this still running? I shut it off already.
On the air at 11 o'clock. Okay, would you please state your name, your position, spell your last name?
Sergeant John Imazo, Board of Police. Last name, Imazo.
Thank you very much, okay. And you represent the issuing authority in case number 23-021?
Yes, Attorney Tony Board of Police.
Okay. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, the appellant was initially denied for suitability over the emission of two protective orders that were not disclosed. Upon review, it was actually three. So there were three protective orders that she was the subject of that were not disclosed on the application. There was also some other family history of domestic violence that was also one of the issues, the other issue for denial at the time.
Thank you. Before you go, was there an active protective order at the time she applied? That's what this says.
There was one. There was two active. Two active. There were three altogether in her 5-year history, but two were active.
So two were active at the time. There wasn't a suitability issue. It was you could not issue.
Correct.
Because of the active. Just don't let me put words in your mouth.
Sorry. I'm trying to clarify that.
Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry. Hold on. Let me just clarify that. One active. My apologies. One active.
That's what your issuing authority questionnaire says.
Yes.
There's a full no contact protective order in place. So you couldn't have issued if you wanted to at the time.
Correct.
But now we're here and they've expired and she didn't disclose any.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the bigger picture. Okay. Right.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement, a few sentences about what you're going to show?
I don't have much. I just got evidence of the situation. I think it's him that I spoke to on the phone. I'm not sure. I was speaking to a lieutenant. It's on my phone. But needless to say, that protective order, it was supposed to be over since the court dropped all the charges against me. Well, dropped all my charges because they found out I was the victim. So I don't know what order, because he moved back with me because of the all the protective orders had canceled out,
right.
And I had applied for the permit after the fact. So I wasn't as sure about those orders, and if anything, I wear glasses, and I had turned to contact because the person I was with broke my glasses. So he went ahead and flushed my contacts. I don't have a problem revealing what happened. I have a problem saying, yeah, this is what happened. I had orders that I was part of a domestic violence where I was a victim, but I wasn't doing that on purpose.
Okay, I'd like to state your case, please.
Sure. Initially stated in my opening, there was an active. The expiration of the active was 9/2/2022. The submission of the application was 4/28/2022. So that was the active protective order she was the subject of.
When did that expire again?
In 9/22/2022.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry for all the twos.
No problem.
And the application was received in my office on 4/28/2022. So it was still an active protective order in which she was the subject. The other two had expired. But as I had stated, there was no disclosure of those either. So all three were left off the application. Upon further follow-up interview, when I assumed the role, I did speak to the appellant. She did disclose that there was and actually still is some ongoing custody issues between herself and her ex that continue to this day. I provided some reports in there to just sort of establish some of the history, as well as approximately 20 incidents where Waterbury Police responded to either one or both, the appellant and her ex, in regards to this ongoing custody issue. And then additionally, again, upon my current recent follow-up with her, there's some behavioral health issues with one of her children that she disclosed to me as well. And that report is in the file that I provided to the board. And based on all that information, the issuing authority does not feel it's appropriate to issue a permit and have a firearm added to that equation.
Would you like to question him based on what he just said?
I did, when I had spoke to you, I did disclose that Mr. Gonzalez was not giving my son his medication.
Yes.
That's why he continued to have the outburst that he had.
Yes.
And I had explained to you that I wanted to be an armed guard. First, I wanted to be a police officer. Gonzalez screwed that up on purpose. And then I was like, okay, I'll be an armed guard. And that was the reason why I had with my gun permit. Is that correct?
Yes. You did disclose that to me, yes.
And I did state that I felt like I'm stuck where I work at.
Yes.
I do work overnight. I'm the only person that runs a whole hotel. And sometimes I do DoorDash or Uber Eats at night till 4 in the morning. So I am by myself. Now, is Waterbury safe for a woman to be by herself at night? Or anywhere?
I couldn't disagree with you on that, but yes, I understand that those things were disclosed by you to me, yes.
Any other questions? You'll have, right now, after a little bit, you can say what you want, but this is just asking him questions.
No, yeah, that was the question.
Okay.
All together.
Okay. All right, does the board have any questions? No. Chief?
I just want to get it clear. She applied April 28th of 2022?
Correct, yes.
And at the time, she had a protective order in force that expired in September, maybe September 2nd, I think you said, of 2022?
Correct, yes.
And if I understood her correctly in the opening, she was saying those cases were dismissed, trying to say that's why she didn't disclose it. But at the time of the application, the case was not dismissed. The protective order was still active. Is that all correct?
Correct, yes. As per the protective order registry, that is the information that I...
And the other two were protective orders. Was she the subject of those other two?
She was the subject, yes.
Not the protective person?
No.
And those had expired?
Those had expired prior.
And when did they expire?
The one after that was 11/22 of 21.
Okay.
And then the other one was 7/25 of 2017. So just within the 5-year window. If you go off the date of application.
Okay. Did you find others that were outside of the 5-year window?
There were others that she was either the victim or she was a subject, yes. So there was other that she was the subject.
Subject, yeah.
And there was...
Not the protective.
Correct.
So there were two others that she was the subject?
Yeah, including the one just one more outside of the 5-year window.
Outside of the 5-year, one more.
And then there were two that she was the protective party.
Outside of the 5 years.
Correct.
The one where she was a subject. What year was that?
That was in 2016. Let me just get the exact date for you. Yes, that was in 2016. But actually, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. That expired 12/7 of 2017. So that would make a second one that was within the 5 years. So I'll correct myself.
So there are four?
Four
within the 5 years. One that was active at the time of
correct,
application.
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize for the confusion.
No, it's confusing. That's why I asked you.
Yeah.
Colonel Overturbo.
for, and if you may not know, for the ones in which she had the protective order on her, was the other subject, it was the same subject each time?
No.
Different
yes.
individuals?
Yes.
Okay. For the one that was active at the time of application, is that the first, how many involved with that person, if you recall?
I apologize.
I understand there's a lot of names.
To the best of my recollection, yep. it is the appellant's ex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we can ask her, but are they, maybe during the interview, are they still, do they still have a relationship?
So she disclosed to me that it is a somewhat amicable mm-hmm. Relationship at this time, but based off the reports, the incident list mm-hmm. that I have and presented to the board, yep. it still seems that there may be some contention between the two. And also in terms of what she disclosed to me is that her ex has some disagreements with the treatment of their common child, their behavioral health treatment of their common child. And that led to another incident where there was some issue between the child and one of her children with her other children that she had to intervene.
Thank you.
Any other questions by the board? Chief.
In your interviews with the appellant, did you ask her why she left those off the application? And did she give you a reason?
She stated to me that she did not know that she had them. She stated she did, that was my first question. She stated she did not know that she had any protective orders to her knowledge, any at all.
Yeah, often we hear, and I think she started to say, that the case was dismissed. I didn't think I had to disclose it. But clearly that doesn't apply to one that was actually active at the time of
correct.
The application. All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so now it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, about the protective order that he was talking about, I didn't know it was still active. I thought once the court has said all charges were dropped, Mr. Gonzalez, that's my ex, he also came back home because the residential stay away was from my protection. He even did a show in front of the judge, and the judge was outside having her lunch because he was putting this whole, oh, I'm such a good man, and there's a lot of things going on at that time. The other one guy, I don't know who was I had something against him for other individuals. I don't know who that was pertaining to because all the protective orders were for me, so Jonathan wouldn't come to me. I was getting threats. That's why I had reached out to the Northern Police Department numerous of times. There was times where my ex would call and say he wants to speak to the kids. And in fact, he did, and I would show a pop. I'd be like, look, he spoke to my kids. And my kids were like, we just got off the phone with that. We've been talking to him all day. And the cop would be like, he's making stuff up. These are false allegations against you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. This is what I constantly am going through. The times I did call the cops was for my protection. Mr. Gonzalez, I was outside when I used to smoke a lot. I was outside smoking a cigarette, and Mr. Gonzalez was calling me all types of names through regular texts. And I was like, whatever, leave me the F alone. He went ahead and showed up to my house, not knowing at this point I already had a boyfriend, and he was back in the back of my house, and we were both smoking. And he pulled up, and you can hear him, oh, I'm going to beat this B's A-double-S. And my boyfriend looked over, and he realized that my boyfriend's there, and he backed out. And if you go on the first floor, we got cameras all around the house. So they even said, what was that white truck? That looked like the guy, he was upset. And I'm like, yeah, that's my ex, so, you know, whatever. Let's see what else. The whole incident where I had got arrested in 2016 was on the highway, and I was protecting me and my kids. Mr. Gonzalez was in the passenger seat. We were coming from Walmart, it was actually my son's birthday. And we had went to Walmart to go get some stuff because I had a whole huge party planned at 32 Martone Street Walmart for his first birthday. We just picked the smash cake and everything. Long story short, he calls my family and tells them she's trying to kill herself while I'm at Walmart. Now keep in mind, I used to work at Walmart, so I know a lot of the associates. I had my ex-husband that I also co-parent with. And he was a marshal, he worked with judges, and he's now a CO, I think that's how you say it, corrections officer. he even showed up because my ex had called and said, oh, she's trying to kill herself. Like, he came in, gave me a big hug, and I was like, don't hurt yourself. And I'm like, what are you talking about? At that point, I had a whole bunch of family members also show up. So I'm like, what's going on? And everybody, I was confused on why everyone's there. Well, Mr. Gonzalez took it upon himself to say I was trying to kill myself. On the way to my mom's house, I was like, look, I'm going to go to my mom's house. That's it. She's going to cook something neat or whatever. I'm not dealing with this because what she did was completely wrong. And he was like, okay. So the night before, I did hit him. I hit him in his face. I have no problem doing that, but I was protecting myself. He had choked me. And I was trying, I almost called, I was conscious, so I had did the best thing I could do just to hit him, to let me go. He actually eventually did. So fast forward to the next day, we're on the highway. He's cursing. I have a hoodie on because at that point I was getting hit by him. And I was hiding it from my family like any person would do. Sorry.
No, this is difficult. Take your time.
So we're on the highway, and he tried to take the steering wheel to hit the barriers. Now, at that point, I had my two sons in the back. And I'm like, you're going to hurt me and the kids. And he's like, oh, I don't care. Thank you. He was like, I don't care. No one can have you. If I can't have you, no one can have you. And I'm like, the kids. And I held onto the steering wheel so tight. And then he started hitting me in my face, pulling my hair, and keep in mind, my ex-husband had picked up our three kids that we have together. So I'm like, you're gonna hurt the kids, not my kids, please don't. And he just kept hitting me. And I kept on ripping the steering wheel harder and harder. And he's just calling all types of names. He's hog spitting on me, and I'm like, stop. And he's like, no. That's it, we're both gonna die. And I got off the highway in Derby, where his brother lives. Across is the Derby Police Department. I'm like, I jumped out the car, and I had grabbed the keys, and my boys were in the back, and he locked the doors. He goes, oh, if you tell the cops, I know how to talk to them. Remember, I went to jail, and I know how to talk to police, and even to this day, I be telling Waterbury Court, he's telling you all this stuff, and it's not true. So that's why I was arrested, because when we jumped back on the highway, because he said, you're not going to get your kids, I'm going to get them. At that point, I was believing everything he was saying. So all I could think of, okay, my mom and my sisters, my stepfather, they were protecting me and my kids. I don't be able to get them out the car. So as I'm driving, he's still hitting me, and I have my phone on this side. And I'm like, Mom, call the cops. I need their help. Tell them I'm on Route 8. Going to Bridgeport to your house. And he's like, oh, F your mom. And they heard me getting hit. And I'm like, Mom, please help me. And she's like, if I hang up the phone, I won't know what's going on with you. And she was afraid, so she told my sister, call 911, tell them that she's on the highway going towards Brisbane Park, which is exit 7. So in his words, and my mom even told Bridgeport Court, he said, the first person to call the cops is the one not to get arrested, you dumb bitch. And then called the cops himself. By then, my mom was, they were calling the cops. He called the cops, and he said, yeah, she's hitting me. Now, keep in mind, my hair was longer than it is now, and it was in a ponytail. Right in the middle. At this point, it was over here. I had hog spit all over my face. My son is screaming in the back, stop hitting mommy. He goes, oh, the cops want you because you're hitting me. And I'm like, I'm not hitting you, I'm holding on to the steering wheel, I'm not letting go of the steering wheel. So then the street trooper came up behind me. And so when I pulled over, I was like, thank God I'm safe at this point. He starts going like this to his face. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm gonna tell him you did this to me, because you got long nails. I'm like, okay. They're not gonna believe you. You can see my hair, you can see the hog spit. It's all about my shirt, bruises under. Long story short, they took me to jail because he manipulated them, as he's doing with the court system now. That's why I'm having issues with him now. I can't do better than him. I have to believe his sneakers. That's his words to me all the time. and my kids witnessed this stuff. With the issues with Mr. Gonzalez, that I have, I'm following everything that the court has said. I've done called cops for Mr. Gonzalez, and the judge has said no more calling the cops for either of us, because they know some of them are false accusations towards me. They know that because some of the cops done said it. She's trying to protect her kids. Let's just write down everything. I got everything from the court that I've been writing down that Mr. Gonzalez does to me. And my children, all my children, are a witness. My little son told me, oh, mom talks junk about you. I mean, dad talks junk about mom. To my boyfriend, he goes, what happens in your dad's house? You have to leave it over there. You can't bring it over here because we have no proof, you know? So I've been writing everything down. And, you know, I've even told my boyfriend that he's now my fiance. He supports me in everything I do. And I told him, I feel like I'm stuck at the hotel. I wanted to work at the police department, couldn't do it. I want to go for the armored car, but you got to have a gun permit. And I feel like I'm stuck. I'm 40 years old, and I want to help my kids, but I can't because I'm stuck at this dead-end job. And it's not fair because I used to work for the city of Bridgeport before I met Mr. Gonzalez, and I had everything going for me. And now I'm just stuck in a hotel working overnight.
Thank you. Any questions for the appellant?
What year did that incident in which on Route 8 occur?
2016. That's when the police took off my hoodie and saw all the bruises. They put me in a hospital as a blackout, they called it, and he was searching for me in all the hospitals.
Any questions?
No other questions.
Questions by the board? Do you have any other witnesses?
My mom, she wanted to come, but she has a machine in her back, and she can't really travel far. But she was my witness in all the court cases. She's actually, when we go back to court for custody, she's my witness. And I'm hoping she can show up, but she has multiple sclerosis, yeah. That's how you say it, and she has lupus. So she's on heavy medications. She's not even awake right now.
All right. You told us a pretty complete story, but do you have anything you'd like to add as a closing statement?
I want to just proceed in life like I planned for my kids. I can't do without the gun permit. Like, I want to be able to provide for them, and I can't. And it feels like this man is stopping me to proceed in life, and it's not fair. That's it.
How old are the kids now?
I got a 6-year-old going on 30, my 8-year-old going on 9, my 10 going on 11, which is the one with the mental issues. I already bought safes. I have 2 safes for the gun. But needless to say, I have a 17-year-old. He just turned 17. I got a 20 and a 22-year-old. I got 6 kids.
Thank you. Closing statement?
The issuing attorney is very sympathetic. The appellant disclosed her wishes, but aside from the 2016, these custody issues continue. The most recent was March of 2024. So the relationship is still very contentious, and police are still being involved with this back and forth between them. And then the incident with the physical violence with her son and his mental health issues. Again, very sympathetic to that, but the issuing authority stands by the fact that we don't feel it is an appropriate environment, safe environment, add a firearm to. It's still too very contentious for that at this time.
How do you feel about the fact that, she feels physically threatened by her former spouse, and I assume that's the reason why she wants the permit, is to protect herself and her kids. Does that enter into your decision?
It absolutely enters in my decision, but based on all the other facts and that there is still this back and forth between them, and like I said, the recent disclosure of her younger son pulling a knife on her other child, it's very unsettling.
I see. Thank you.
And you also, you didn't mention in your closing the statement, the application was not correct.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Yes, I mean, that was the basis for the initial denial, and it just, it's expired now.
And then you found out a whole lot more.
Correct, and again, with my follow-up interview, this just continues to pile on top of the decision.
Thank you.
May I say something? With my son, when he pulled a knife out on my other son, Mr. Gonzalez was not giving him his medication. He has now given him the medication because the court ordered him to give the medication. My son hasn't had any issues. We haven't even, the cops have not been involved for a while. That's why when he's saying that the cops are involved, I haven't spoken to a cop.
When did this happen?
What?
When was this knife incident?
About a month and a half ago.
Okay, so it's still pretty recent.
Yeah, you know. But it's because Mr. Gonzalez wasn't giving him the medication.
I see.
But when he was with me, he was like getting a reboot on the medication, you could say. But my son, he hasn't had no issues, no incidents, no cops called. He hasn't outbursts to my other children. He actually is more creative with my kids. He's like, let's try to draw. He draws sticks and figures. You know, I entertain them like that.
Okay.
That's cute.
Okay. Thank you. Colonel Overture.
This is a denial by Waterbury. Can I just, one quick, what town, what city do you live in?
Waterbury.
Okay, just confirm before we got too far. This is a denial by Waterbury. The initial denial was based on a disqualifier. The appellant had an active no-contact protective order at the time, so Waterbury could not have issued the permit. The appellant also is now a suitability case. The appellant also failed to list, it appears, three other restraining or protective orders on the application that should have been listed based on the sergeant's time frame and the documents provided to the board. There has been a history in which the appellant has been a victim in multiple cases. She applied for multiple protective orders. She's no longer with either of the persons that she took the protective orders out, but it does appear that there is a relationship due to children in common with one of those subjects.
Comments by the board?
I would just comment in which, again, do appreciate I appreciate your testimony, and we do feel for you, but need is never a factor in determining these cases, at least for me. We can't determine, well, this person need one, this person doesn't need one so much. That's not a factor in our, and at least in my determination, just to let you know. And the history is a little concerning.
Any other comments by the board? Okay, I guess we will go to a vote then. Start at the other end of the table then. So this will be Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority at this time.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And chair votes for appellant. So that's 4-2 appellant. Issuing authority. Okay, thank you very much. What that means is that you've lost your appeal, okay? So right now you can't get a permit issued. If circumstances change or time passes and you want to reapply at some point, you can do that. You can also appeal this decision to a court, but that would require you to get an attorney to do that. But right now, I think the prevailing sentiment on the board is that the issuing authority has sufficient reason to deny the permit at this time.
And if you do choose to apply again, your application is important, because that's what started this, the fact that your application was not accurate. So you should go out of your way to make sure you understand your history and protective orders, all those things, and any future application is completely accurate.
Okay. Thank you so much.